The Last Summer by Karen Swan, read by Katie Long. For Laura Tinkle, who is part of our story now. Glossary. Bothy, a basic shelter or dwelling, usually made of stone or wood. Catch a supper, to receive a scolding. Claich, a stone storage hut or bothy, only found on St Kilda. Cragging, climbing a cliff or crag. A cragger is a climber. Dreich, dreary, bleak, to describe weather. Fank, a walled enclosure for sheep, a sheepfold. Greet, to cry or weep. Lazy beds, parallel banks of ridges with drainage ditches between them. A traditional, now mostly extinct, method of arable cultivation. Peely Wally, looking pale or sickly. Quern, a simple stone hand mill used for grinding grains. Souterrain, an underground chamber or dwelling. Stack, a sea stack, a column of rock standing in the sea, usually created as a leftover after cliff erosion. Prologue. 21st of June 1930. Glen Bay, St Kilda. The three young women sat cross-legged in the grass, their shadows long behind them as the sun softly dropped from its high arch. Sheep dozed on the slopes, tails flicking at the flies as they sought pale shelter against the stone dikes, waiting for the fluttering kiss of a breeze. It was summer's longest day and the sky was holding its breath, the dry heat suspended above their heads like a tethered veil. Their fingers worked in unison as they pulled feathers from the bird carcasses, plumes of white down speckling the meadow like daisies. Flora pressed the back of her hand to her brow.
I'll not miss this.
Of course you won't. You won't even remember it, Effie said with a wry glance. You'll be a grand lady in your house with stairs and you'll have lipstick and a wireless, and you simply won't believe that you ever had to pluck the Fulmers. Flora preened, delighted by the image.
You must come to visit. James says there'll be a bedroom for each of you, and we'll get you a new dress every time you come to stay,
and we'll go to shows and we'll dine in restaurants. Vary frowned.
Real-life restaurants?
Effie laughed.
Yes! Actual places where they pluck and cook the birds for you.
Oh, that must be nice.
James says in Glasgow you could go out every night for a month and not eat in the same place twice.
Flora tossed her long dark hair back from her face.
So long as my belly's full, I'll not much care what's in it.
Effie shrugged. Vary's hands had fallen still, and the sudden absence of activity was jarring to the others. They looked up to find her biting her lip, trying to hold back tears.
Hush now, Vary,
Flora said quickly.
You'll be fine.
How can you say that? It's not the same for me as it is for you. When we cross over, you'll get everything you ever wanted, but I'm going to lose everything. And nothing can stop it.
A wave will rise on quiet water, Vary, Flora said, smoothing back Vary's flame-coloured hair and reaching for her hand. You have to just trust your happiness lies in another place.
Vary snatched her hand away.
You keep saying that, but what's being asked of me? It's too much.
Her grey eyes burned. She was rarely given to anger. She had a gentle nature and an open heart, but neither had served her well in bringing her to this point.
I know, and I'd be raging too. I'd be mad with grief if it was me who had to do it.
Flora agreed warmly.
But you're a better person than me. You're good all the way through. I'm not even good skin deep. You're not that bad.